Do you live for Sunday dinner and that slow-cooked all-day flavor of a pot roast that falls apart with a dull spoon? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I'm never shy about the proteins when it comes to Sunday dinners at our house. Every steak is aged to perfection to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
What's up, everyone? Oh man, how is everyone doing? Today or yesterday, there was some news. So let's get into it. I am your girl T. This is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. And it's just me today. A lot has happened since normally our week off. Like I told you guys before, Mike and I are going to be doing pods, shows every other week, but a lot has happened. It seems like it was a Black Wednesday. I'm still trying to take it in. I'm really not trying to do the roller coaster fan. I'm not trying to be a roller coaster fan, right? This is a business, and I think most of us understand that football is a business. We get attached to players. It's only natural that we get attached to players. And some players, happened. I'll say this. So when Josh Allen came and Sean McDermott came, I think the second year that Sean McDermott came, they gutted the team, right? I want to say it was the second year that he was in. Everybody thought they were tanking. Everyone was saying, what is he doing? He's messing the team up. We, as fans, were shocked that when he came in, he kind of gutted the secondary, like what he's doing now. And we didn't understand it, right? We knew the whole trust the process was the phrase. It was, we had to trust what this guy was going to do. We had to put our faith into Sean McDermott. And nothing's changed, I guess. I guess 7 years has passed. And we're just like, all right, Sean, lead us to the promised land. All right, Brandon Bean, because this is Brandon Bean's season. Lead us to the promised land. We can't see it right now, but in the bigger picture, I know there is a plan coming out of this. So that being said, let's get started. Let's get into what happened, because it happened so fast and it was coming so fast. Everything was da 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 da. So the first Wednesday, organization made some big moves. We have to say goodbye to an era of two safeties that was, well, first, let me go here. Okay. Let me go here. Ryan Bates was cut and he was sent to the Bears. And, and we probably knew that the Bears wanted him. I think it was 2 years ago, maybe, that they wanted him. They tried to get him then, and the Bills matched the offer and sent him back to Buffalo. So they got a fifth rounder for Ryan Bates. Okay, fine, cool. Ryan Bates was the first person to, you know, get this ball rolling, right? Shocked, but not shocked. So after that, we get Jordan Poyer, which I was kind of like, all right, Jordan Poyer. And we knew, or we kind of know, that Micah Hyde is going to retire because of everything that happened along the year with him playing with the neck. He was out there just bandaged up, right? We just knew if he make it through this season, he's probably going to retire. If his wife put something on, was it Instagram, I want to say, on Instagram, thanking the fans, thanking the organization, and haven't heard or seen anything more from that. So we just were guessing that he's going to retire. Now, on the flip side of that, when Jordan Poyer, when they released Jordan Poyer, now I'm like, okay, wait. So you're releasing two safeties that's been together for 7 years in this defense. And now I'm like, okay, this is becoming real, right? You have these guys that has been, like I said, with this defense and knows this defense and knows the fact, like, they have been coaches, teams that were afraid of Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, because you don't know where they're at, right? They disguise things so well. And for that to no longer be with the Bills organization is kind of a step back. When you think of Jordan Poyer, you think of Micah Hyde. And when you think of Micah Hyde, you think of Jordan Poyer. And when Jordan Poyer, or Micah Hyde didn't play that year, you kind of felt, you seen that Jordan Poyer struggled when Micah Hyde wasn't in, right? And you had to go and get someone for Micah Hyde's role. I'll say this, it's the end of an era of two safeties that I didn't think that was going to happen, right? I didn't think the departure of a Jordan Poyer and a Micah Hyde. We kind of knew Micah Hyde was going to leave or going to retire. But the Jordan Poyer cut, release, it's kind of like, okay, they're trying to get young. They're on this youth movement and it's real. So I get it. Okay, fine. That's over. And not even that, Jordan Poyer's brother, which, do you blame him? Do you blame Jordan Poyer's brother going on Twitter and defending his brother? I don't, because his brother is family. So I take nothing what he says as a slight to anything. That's family. So, next cut. The faucet was on a little bit. Now the faucet was like, whoa. So then they released two-time Pro Bowler Tre'Davious White. I had to take a double take. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm like, what? Even though, and I've said this, cut Tre'Davious White. right? I've said this. I want a Super Bowl. I don't care, you know, but when it actually happens, they're like, oh, they're not playing games. They're not playing games. So they cut Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White hasn't played a full season in 2 years, right? I don't know. He played how many games? Maybe 10 games, 8 to 10 games, I think, that Trey played. And this one, I'm not going to lie, it was like, okay, but here it is, right? You have Trey out. You have Micah Hyde gone. You have Jordan Poyer gone. The three guys back there that are stellar in your defense, right? You have Pro Bowlers back there, all pros back there. Now you are saying, we need none of that. We're good moving forward from Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, and Jordan Poyer. But I think I'll say this when it comes to Tre'Davious White. I think the writing was on the wall when it came to Trey. And he might have knew it as well because of that injury when he played in Miami game. Slamming his helmet, crying the way he was. I think he kind of knew this is my second. And Trey was never injured during his whole career as a football player that we know of, right? Not in college, not the time he was here until last year. And then last year, mentally, they were saying that Trey was mentally having some hiccups. And he came back. They thought he was coming back sooner. He probably wanted to come back the year of the time that happened. But still, he hasn't played a full year. 2 years, he hasn't played a full year season of football. So I kind of thought that was on the wall. And you save a lot of money cutting him. I'm not going to get into money when it comes to certain guys. I know you save $10 million if you cut them June 1st, I want to say it is. But all of that will be explained with other content creators. And I know on the network, these guys are going to go over what the salary cap is and what they save and how much they save, how much in the red we are, how much are we in the black now. So other guys will go over that and you can catch there's a lot. I mean, Building Buffalo has a lot of content creators that will break all this down for you. I'm just going and telling you the releases, my thoughts on them. And yeah, then I'm going to get out of here because it's going to be a short pod today. Again, because we are not supposed to be on today. Mitch Morse. So when Ryan Bates was released, I said, okay, cool. No biggie, right? Miss Mortz is going to be here. Ryan Bates, I thought maybe he can step into Miss Mortz's position, and maybe they release Mitch Morse. That's a lot. Say that 2-3 times. Opposite. I was wrong. Good thing I'm not a GM. So Mitch was released. And I think kind of Mitch also knew, like during his end of the season press conference, he kind of knew, hey, if they want to bring me back, I'm willing to come back. You know, football is a business. And that's what he said. He understands that football is a business. And I'll tell you, here's my thought on the football, the business side of it. Like I said before, when Sean McDermott came in, he came in making moves. Like, for some, it's like this. I have no ties to you. I didn't draft you. Right? But you could say that about Tre'Davious White because he drafted him when he first came in. He was his 27th draft pick. And so was Sean McDermott. I mean, so was Josh Allen. But again, it's a business. Mitch Morse said it was a business and he will love to come back. My thing is they called Mitch Moritz apparently dad. So he was the dad of the O-line. Oh my gosh. And leadership, right? You guys look up to Mitch. Deion, you know what I'm saying? Like Spencer Brown, you got this rookie, no longer a rookie, Osiris Torrance, McConner, like McGovern, my bad, McConner. McGovern, like, so he wasn't just the center, right? He wasn't just the center. Oh, wrong thing. He wasn't just the center. He was a 2-year captain, again, known as dad. This one, I will tell you right now, shocked me because the O-line, this was the best O-line, I would have to say, under Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. The best that Josh has had. And you're breaking that up and you're mixing it up. Right. You took Ryan Bates. Right. And I understand Ryan Bates wanted to start. He wanted an opportunity to start and he wasn't going to get it because the rookie came in and he played his ass off. Right. You got McGovern, who played solid next to Deion. Like, you were set. Spencer Brown has had a great season. Deion Dawkins, another great season for him. So that O-line was solid. Now you're snatching out Mitch Morris, right? And now you're rotating him. You're rotating McGovern to center. And then you're putting Anderson at left tackle. So you're switching up the O-line. That this O-line was great for Josh. It was great for Josh. I mean, sometimes Josh would leave the pocket because, I mean, I don't know, the pocket presence need to work on. Pocket presence wasn't there. But that O-line, for the most part, was solid for the whole season. Osiris Torrance played the whole season. He started the whole season as right guard. So, I mean, that's going to get a little adjusting for some of us fans. Wrong one. What am I doing? Some of his fans. It definitely was a tough Wednesday. My concern is that O-line. It is. I mean, I'll say this. I think all fans knew, all Bills fans knew that Poyer, they were going to do something with Poyer. Hyde was gone. We knew that. Tre'Davious White, tough move, but we kind of knew that Tre'Davious White had his last years with the Buffalo Bills. You had two injuries. Again, I say this, you had two injuries. You haven't played a full season in 2 years. And you're coming off of, why can't I think what he's coming off of? It's fine. If I think about it, I'll blurt it out, but he's coming off an injury. So yeah, but the faucet doesn't stop. They kept going. They cut Sharon Neal, a safety special teamer. They cut Deonte Hardy. I mean, I think us Bills fans, we were kind of disappointed in Devontae Hardy. Yes, he had some splash plays, but for the most part, we thought he was going to be more involved in the offense, and he wasn't. He put something out today on his ex Twitter, thanking the Bills Mafia. Thank you for embracing me and my family. So no love lost there. Like, I mean, I think when you say stuff like that, you take it, you know, it's a business and you move on. I'll say this about, just backtrack a little bit. I'll say this about Mitch Morris. I don't think this is this last team that Mitch will play for. I see Mitch may be going to the Eagles. They need someone, right? Because Kelce just retired this week. Maybe they call Mitch Morris and say, hey, you want to play another year while we have a rookie? And, you know, maybe that's a landing place for Mitch Morris. When it comes to Jordan Poyer, he may want to play again. I know Micah Hyde probably is done. Tre'Davious White, he's going to play. Now, if he's back with the Buffalo Bills as a pay cut, awesome. If he's not, I wish nothing but the best for Trey White. Trey White was an all-pro corner. I mean, we have corners in this organization. We have Benford. We have Kair Elam. We have Rasul Douglas, who I'm going to speak about in a minute. We have Dane Jackson, which I don't think he's coming back. Am I missing someone? I think that's it. So, I mean, they have pieces, right? They have pieces. Dave Edwards, I'm sorry. It was Dave Edwards. My bad. I said Anderson. They reached an agreement, $6 million extension for Dave Edwards. Now they move McGovern to center and Edwards to left guard. So, yeah. Also, too, they negotiated Rasul Douglas contract. So he's back. He played well. I think the writing was on the wall when he came, when they went out and got Rasul. I just thought this might be the end for Trey White. You don't go out and get someone of that caliber, because Rasul Douglas is really good. He can tackle. He's really good. So you don't make moves like that and bring Trey White back, who is your starter. And you have Benford over there, who's been playing, who's been balling. And then you have Kair, right? And now that you moved on from Butler, now Kair, they told Kair, be ready. You know, so you don't make all these moves to rely on your cornerback who had two injuries and hasn't played two full seasons. It's the business. It's nasty, but that's what it is. And ultimately these guys know this, right? You're either, look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady played almost his whole life with the Patriots until he didn't. And he went to the Bucs, and it was kind of nasty. The fans turned on him. He is a New England Patriots player. Yes, he won in Tampa, but all of his accolades and all of his Lombardis is with the Patriots. And when his father had said, it's going to be nasty, it might, towards the end of this, it might be a nasty divorce. Look, Belichick is not even with New England anymore. Nothing lasts forever. And as Bills fans, we are learning this right now. We're in the middle of a divorce with several players. Some good news, some more good news. Von Miller, thank you, Von. They renegotiate his contract. I mean, they saved $8.6 million, which is good, which I think us as Bills fans were like, Von need to give some of that money back. Von had, like, there were games when Von had zero tackles, right? And we're just, Von set. You came in, Von came in with this high price, and he had an injury. I think he came back too soon. I think this year Von's going to show all of the Bills fans, I deserve that money, and I'm sorry for what I did, right? So they're freeing up some money. They're doing their best to go into this free agency, this draft, and getting their guys. As of right now, the Bills have 11 draft picks. 11. Now, I don't see them using up 11 picks because, and you know, and again, maybe they will. But I think they need to hit on their wide receiver. Go and get your guy. Go and get the guy that would change his offense up, right? We're in the window. We'll let people tell it. The window's shut now because we let go of Jordan Poyer. We let go of Micah Hyde. We let go of Tre'Davious White. We let go of Mitch Morse. We let go of the base of this team. And now we're tanking. Now our window's closed. So, yeah. They also signed a kicker, Matt Hawk. Another thing they did, they agreed on terms with Taylor Rapp, who a lot of people have kind of mixed reviews on Taylor Rapp. It's a three-year deal worth up to $14.5 million. I mean, it looks like it's a big thing, but if knowing Brandon Bean, he has done his magic when it came to the numbers. Again, like I said, some people have mixed reviews, mixed feelings on this move. But I'll say this. I'll say this about safeties, players, cornerbacks. If you don't believe that this organization, this coach, this coaching staff can develop cornerbacks, safeties, I'll give you two and three names, right? Jordan Poyer came from Cleveland. Wasn't a starter. Micah Hyde came from Green Bay. Wasn't a starter. Or he might have been a starter. Wasn't the player that he was here. Tre'Davious White, LSU, right? Pro Bowler, All Pro. These guys was in that Sean McDermott defense. These guys was developed in this Bills organization. So if you don't believe that these got this team cannot develop Tyler Rapp, I don't know what to tell you. Yes, Tyler Rapp towards the beginning of the season, we were like, what the hell, man? He sucks. We've heard it all, right? When this deal came out, other fan base was like, oh my God, he sucks. What are you doing? What are you da, da, da. But I'll say this again. I think you forget Sean McDermott. I give him this. I will say this. A defensive guru. He is. And you'll probably say, all right, what's up with Elam? I will say this about Elam. I think it was something to do with not liking someone. But this year we will see. It's a wait and see. So let's wait and see with Kyir Elam. Let's wait and see with Rapp. I will hold my judgment for those two until next season. Until the end of the season, I will hold my judgment. But if anybody can turn Taylor Rapp around, Kyir Elam around, it will definitely be this organization, Sean McDermott, and their coaching staff. Okay, let's move on. I don't know if you've seen this one coming, because I did. They brung back Mitch Trubisky. Did not see that one coming. I was like, wait, what? Mitch Trubisky. Let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest. If Josh Allen goes down, that's our season. Let's be honest. Let's be clear on it. If Josh Allen goes down, that is it. We're done. That's like anyone. If Patrick Mahomes go down, they're done. If Joe Burrow was there, we're still in it. So, okay. Bad example. But Jackson, yeah, another bad example. Okay. Again. If Josh goes down, that's the Bills season. He's a backup. What else can I say? I think he knows the book. I think they're familiar with him and he's familiar with them. So why not bring him back, right? So it is what it is. I don't like to talk about backup quarterbacks until I have to. So, yeah. Again, kind of a shocking situation that we're having right now with the Bills organization, the Buffalo Bills, our fans. We, after I slept on it and talking it out, I think I'm good. Look, yes, leadership. We lost a lot of leadership with Poyer, Hyde, White, Mitch. We lost a lot on that defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. Mitch is dead, right? I'll say this on the defense side of the ball. Someone's going to have to step up. You still got guys there. So someone else is going to have to be the leader of that defense. Whether it be, I don't know if Daquan is coming back. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's going to be Douglas, whoever. Someone has to step up. And they will. I guaranteed someone will do that. The bright side of this, we still have Josh. We still have Josh Allen. Josh freaking Allen. Okay? We got him. He's still here. He's not traded. We still have Josh. And another thing, the draft is coming up. So that's the bright side for me. We still have Josh. The draft is coming up. I think they just need to go up and get the guy that they want to move this offense. Free agency is right around the corner. We'll see what they do. Now that they have some wiggle room, now that they have money to maybe go and get the guys that they want, because I believe that they're going to go get a vet safety. I do. I do believe that they're going to bring a veteran in here, on a safety position. I mean, I just don't see two rookies back there starting. I don't. I mean, I know Taylor Rapp. I get it. I just don't see that happening. But again, I didn't see them cutting these three guys that was pivotal in this defense. I did not see it. So what do I know? All I know, I'm a fan. I love the Buffalo Bills. And this is kind of a shock to me right now. But it's a youth movement that's happening in this organization, and I'm for it. I'm for it. I'm with it. Let's get it. We're still chasing that Super Bowl ring, that Lombardi. And it starts now, right? It starts now. It starts. We have to change our mindset. So I just wanted to come on here real quick and break down what happened on Wednesday, give you my feelings on what's going on, what happened. And we will be back next week. Mike will be here as well. Yeah, breathe, guys. It is going to be okay. I promise you. Right? What do I know? But it's going to be okay. Look, it's going to be okay. It's a youth movement, guys. Y'all ready for the youth movement? I am. I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. Like Sean McDermott said, it's not a matter of if. What did he say? It's not a matter of when. No, he said it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. So, the win. Hopefully the win is this year. So, peace out, y'all. I am T. This is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. I am on the Building Buffalo Network. Go over there and check out some amazing content Monday through Sunday. Also, to go over there and subscribe to the YouTube channel on the Building Buffalo Network. And also subscribe to my channel, Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. And for those who already have subscribed, I appreciate you. Thank you again. And always, man, always go Bills. Peace out, y'all.
This has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with T and Mike, only on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Here we go. Hey, everything on three. Number three. 101. 103. 123. Hey.
That's your average podcast.
That gets me going, man.
Do me a favor. Say a prayer in typical old one. Go Bills.